you. Well, I mentioned beforehand that the press release said Ann Arbor, but I think it extends much further than that, and that is GM's Maven car sharing service. And it was the press release I got, Gary, said that the exalted halls of Ann Arbor are going to receive this, but I believe it's much beyond that. And with us to talk about that precisely is Annalisa Bloom, who is the Maven Communications Manager. Annalisa, welcome, and thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Now, am I right that this Maven program is the folks in Ann Arbor aren't the only ones to be blessed by this?
Right. No, we started in Ann Arbor. It was our first place that we started with Maven car sharing. In addition to New York, also has some car sharing applications there as well. But we have three different products: Maven, Maven Residential, and Express Drive, which is offered to Lyft drivers. And right now we're in Ann Arbor, Detroit, New York, Boston, Chicago. We have Express Drive also in Baltimore, as well as San Francisco and L.A. So we've grown quite rapidly over the past 7 months.
Wow. Just in seven months. Wow.
Yeah, just 7 months. We started in January, and to date we have nearly 9 million miles driven with us through nearly 6,000 reservations. In Ann Arbor alone, we have nearly 2,500 members who are using Maven car sharing and are finding the benefits of utilizing car sharing through Maven versus rental or even other car sharing providers.
You know, so there's a lot of people that say, you know, I think I'll probably end up doing this at some point, but how would they go about starting? You know, a lot of people are a little concerned. I got to share a car with someone. Tell us how this all works.
There's so many different ways to approach car sharing. And the first way that we did it as being a part of General Motors was starting with new or nearly new cars that you basically utilize by the minute, by the hour, by the day, or by the multiple day, depending on your needs. And then the price flies accordingly. So you download our app, look for Drive Maven on your favorite app store. And then it's a very simple process. We need your driver's license to verify that you are indeed a licensed driver in good standing. We need a credit card because we will have to bill you at some point.
Sure.
But basically, that's it. Your reservation is all through the mobile device. And then in addition to that, when you go to approach your vehicle, your phone acts as the key fob. So there's nothing more to do. You don't have to look up a membership number. You don't have to look up or use a 1-800 number to call anyone. It's all through the phone. It's all enabled digitally and through low-energy Bluetooth. So it's all very seamless. In addition, our vehicles that you would be utilizing through Maven are all upper-level, trim-level vehicles.
Yeah, I saw that.
Push-button start.
Yeah.
Yeah, leather seats. And then what I love most about it is that you're bringing your digital life into the car because it has Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. So there's really nothing to learn. Mm. With the infotainment system, it looks just like your smartphone. It feels like what you're used to. There's no contacts to download or music to download. It's all very seamless.
What is the difference between car sharing and simply car rental? I mean, like, you just have a better rental rate, or what is the difference?
Oh, absolutely. So basically, this is rental evolved. We've taken all the pain points and all the weirdness out of rental. I don't know a single person that has said, like, yeah, rental really works for me, because you have to go to an off-site location. It feels weird. You're talking to someone who's trying to sell you something. Mm. Gas is not included. Whereas with Maven, everything is done through the app. It's seamless. It's on demand. Our vehicles are placed in strategic locations, so hopefully they're near you, and the access point is really easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But above all, we pay for gas. We pay for insurance. We don't mind if you're 18 and over, so there's no penalty if you're under 25. Everything feels really frictionless, and we're providing that access to the vehicle. So at its fundamental, we're providing access to a vehicle for you for a period of time, whether or not it's a minute, an hour, a day. You know, if you use one way, we're charging you by the minute. If you use regular car sharing, Maven City, it is by the hour. Whereas rental, you're prescribed into a very specific time frame or a very specific vehicle. With Maven, you choose the car. If you want an Escalade, you can rent an Escalade through the app. If you want a Spark, you can get a Spark. So it's, you know, the control is all within the user in a very seamless and frictionless way. because it's all through your phone, which you already know.
Yep.
So how do I find the cars? I download the app and you'll tell me where the cars are?
Absolutely. So when you download the app, and that's really the best way to see what vehicle is available by you, because everything is so dynamic and on demand. We're placing more cars. We're bringing different vehicles into locations. So, for Ann Arbor Moving Day, we heightened up our SUVs.
Oh, yes.
Whereas now that we're getting into more college life, you're going to see some SUVs, but you also see Bolts, you'll see Cruises, you'll see Malibus. So we have a very dynamic car park, and we're always increasing our, we're looking for more parking spaces throughout Ann Arbor and Detroit in particular.
Uh-huh.
So the best way to do that is to look in the app, and it will tell you within your proximity what's available to you, the closest lot, or if perhaps you mm-hmm. only want SUVs, you would see that directly in the app, and then you touch the vehicle location to then reserve the car.
I love it.
So it's very, very intuitive.
Now, you have to go to the car then. It doesn't come to you like an Uber or a Lyft, something like that.
In Chicago, we're partnering with a company called Zerk, where we have on-demand valet. In Ann Arbor, you still have to physically walk to the car at this point.
So, I'm assuming that if I go on to the app and I say, oh, there's a car available, I could rent that within minutes.
Absolutely. It's all on demand. Since everything is through the application, it's not like you're waiting for an advisor to approve or just shuffle things around.
Wow.
It's all through the application, and our IT team spends a lot of time finessing that. We've gone over, we just had the count. I want to say we had over 300 changes. We modify and improve our app every 2 weeks, just learning from our users and trying to better the experience, but also the pace of technological change is so fierce.
Yes.
And our team, that's one of the great things about being in GM, is because we're able to leverage talent from OnStar, General Motors, IT.
Yeah.
So we're the separate startup, but in a lot of ways we have so many advantages because we can just tap the talent. If we have a problem or we need to escalate, we just grab the IT team and run.
I'm familiar with the OnStar Center down on the Rensen in Detroit, which is like it's like entering NASA when you go in there. It's fascinating, that whole floor. But I thought people who are using the Maven service have that as well. They access that in terms of the services of OnStar, which is really cool. Okay, so the website they would go to would be Maven, MAVEN.com, and we'll have more information online with our show notes after the program. And the prices I see here start like at $6 an hour or $48 for a day, but they could change also depending on the vehicle that you're renting, right?
Absolutely. Everything's sliding. And if you go to our website, which is drivemaven.com, you'll see the sliding scale. And again, the best way to do it is through the app because as we are being dynamic in the market, the prices may change, but to date, like if you were grabbing a Spark in Ann Arbor, it's $7 or it's $49 a day. Or if you needed a Tahoe because you wanted to get one last little getaway to Grand Haven this week, like I'm sure most people are trying to
weasel
that in, it's a little more the bigger car.
Sure.
But we're still paying for insurance. We're still paying for gas.
Yeah.
And you're paying for all the amenities inside the vehicle, including 4G LTE wireless. And as you said before, OnStar, not only just the safety piece, but the concierge service. If you needed reservations, if you needed help making phone calls on the drive, your OnStar advisor is for you every step.
I love it. One last question, Elisa, because I know for some people getting to the airport, Gary, you travel a fair amount.
Yes.
Can you use one of these services to get you to the airport and just leave the car there? Or do you have to have a way of getting? Oh, really? Oh.
We just launched this in Ann Arbor and a few spots in Detroit. It's called Maven City One Way. And what One Way is you pick it up at the location in Ann Arbor, and then you drive yourself to Quick Park, the off-site parking at Detroit Metro Airport.
Oh, wow.
And you only pay for the minute that you utilize. So as opposed to getting an Uber or a Lyft or getting a taxi or bus service or even paying for parking for your own vehicle, it cost me about $7.50 to go from Ann Arbor to Detroit Metro Airport.
Oh, no.
I dropped off the car, and then I left it there, right? It was there for someone else. $7.50.
Oh, my goodness. I just think of all the money that I've spent over the years, getting out to the airport and then alone parking.
And then I can reserve it for when I come back in. from, okay.
We'll
oh, wow, this perfect. Is fantastic. And Lisa, we're run out of time here, but I know there's much more to talk about with this. Annalisa Bloom has been with us. She is the Maven Communication Manager. We will have more to follow up with on our homepage. We're going to keep on following this story. It's absolutely fascinating. Thanks to you and to GM and to the Maven program. Annalisa, have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.